Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Supreme Court grants interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal for 21 days. MLA Achambemo Gigon takes stock of the border situation arising at Lungtharee village under Wokhard district. Dimapur police cautions public about interstate money snatching gangs. And first ever Nagaland Potato Festival held at Jakhama village in Kohima district. Now the news in detail. The Supreme Court today granted interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal for 21 days in a money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. The apex court asked the AAP chief to surrender on 2nd June, a day after the polling for the 7th phase Lok Sabha election is scheduled to end. Kejriwal had sought a release from jail to campaign for the ongoing Lok Sabha polls. The Supreme Court also pointed out the Enforcement Directorate's delay in arresting him. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dibankar Datta said that the Central Probe Agency had registered an enforcement case information report against Kejriwal in August 2022, but arrested him on 21st March this year. Meanwhile, AAP has hailed the Supreme Court's decision of granting interim bail to Kejriwal as victory of democracy and the Constitution. Congress leader Bawan Khera welcomed the judgment of Supreme Court and expressed hope that the former Chief Minister of Jharkhand, Hemant Soren, will also get justice. Meanwhile, the BJP leader Manjinder Singh Sirsa said that the apex court's judgment clearly says that Kejriwal has been granted bail only for elections. MLA and Chairman of Subdivision Planning and Development Board Achambemo Gigon today led a high-level team in taking stock of the border situation arising at Lungtharee village under Wokhard district. The team comprised of the Border Magistrate Pandari, commanding the 7th NAP, SDPO and OC Jambang. It may be mentioned that Assam police recently intruded and interfered in the ongoing building construction by the Lungtharee inhabitants at their ancestral village land at the foothill area. Gigon asserted that the foothill area, which are within the periphery of Kakadanga forest, falls within the Lothar Naga ancestral land. He pointed out that as per the 1972 interim agreement between the Assam and Nagaland governments, any land in Kakadanga forest, which was already in occupation of the Nagas, wherever they may be, shall not be disturbed during the period of the agreement. Gigon asserted that a recent intrusion blundered by the Assam police is illegal and gross violation of the 1972 agreement reached between the two neighbours. Dimapur police has cautioned the public to be aware of the prevalence of interstate money-snatching gangs operating in and around Dimapur in neighbouring states. Deputy Commissioner of Police Crime and PRO in a press note said that numerous complaints are being reported across police stations in Dimapur where money is being snatched by miscreants. Police said a modus operandi of the gangs involved one or two gang members going inside banks posing as customers and scanning for potential victims who are alone, elderly and vulnerable. Gang members deployed outside the bank distracts the targeted victim by spraying color or itchy chemicals or deliberately dropping off cash notes and wallets. Thereafter, gang members quietly snatch the cash or personal belongings and disappear. Police informed that investigation has indicated that these are interstate gangs mostly based at neighboring districts of Assam. The first ever Nagaland Potato Festival was organized today at Jakhama village in Kohima today. The festival aims to promote organic potato cultivation in the state, enhance farmers' income by promoting agriculture-based enterprises and to facilitate development of value-added products through capacity building and technical support. Speaking at the program as special guest, Commissioner of Police Dimapur Gevituto Sope emphasized on the need to inculcate agro-based farming, stating that South Nangami region is blessed with bountiful nature, with perennial streams and forests. He emphasized on preservation of the environment and plantations of indigenous trees in the region. Sope said, educated unemployed should take up agro-based activities and take maximum benefit out of it. He also expressed optimism that exposure to such festival will open many eyes in the area and take the maximum benefit of getting engaged in agro-based activities. Around 70-plus stalls were set up by vendors displaying and selling varieties of potatoes besides demonstrating potato plantation. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland Department of Health and Family Welfare has informed that the Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme Claim Reimbursement Portal is now live. CEO Nagaland Health Protection Society, Thavasilan K, in a release informed all government employees and pensioners that the portal can be accessed through the URL https://cmhis.nagaland.gov.in. He said that online guidelines on submitting claims is also being made available to ensure a smooth and hassle-free process. Further, the CEO said that for any assistance, one can contact the helpline numbers 888-0515012, 888-0515013 or 888-0515014. The Bharatiya Janata Party BJP in Nagaland staged a thana at Marwaripati in Dimapur protesting against the recent controversial remarks made by Sam Pitroda, the former Indian Overseas Congress chairman. Pitroda's statement, referring to South Indians as resembling Africans, Westerners as Arabs, and Easterners as Chinese, sparked outrage within the BJP ranks. State spokesperson for BJP, Mukabi Chishi, criticized the Congress and termed Pitroda's statement as audacious, racist remarks. He alleged that such comments not only fuel divisive sentiments, but also embolden neighboring nations to take claims on specific regions within India. Chishi reiterated BJP's commitment to national integration. Media convener of BJP Nagaland, Sapralu Nekam, accused the Congress of harboring divide-and-rule mentality. The BJP further urged upon citizens to support a political party dedicated to unifying the nation rather than promoting division. Woka District Administration, led by Deputy Commissioner Ajit Kumar Ranjan, today felicitated 4 students from Woka District who topped a high school living certificate examination conducted by Nagaland Board of School Education. During the program held at the DC's office chamber, Ranjan shared valuable life lessons, stressing the importance of academic success and personal growth. The DC encouraged the students to face challenges with optimism. He said learning is a lifelong process and it extends beyond textbooks. Ranjan urged the students to stay true to themselves and pursue their passions and not focus so much on societal pressures. PEG Deputy Commissioner John Zilise Sangdam has directed all individuals, groups undertaking illegal developmental activities within the right-of-way to immediately stop such activities. He warned that failure to comply with this order will invite stern action against defaulters as per the provisions of the law. The order was issued with regard to the notices being served to many individuals and groups that are illegally undertaking construction activities along the proposed two-laning of National Highway 702A from Chazubao to Peg and from Losami Junction to Millori. The DC directed all village councils to adhere to the minutes of the meeting held on 28 March 2024. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. Supreme Court grants interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal for 21 days. MLA Achimbemo Gigon takes stock of border situation arising at Lungsuri village on the Woka district. Dimapur police cautions public about interstate money snatching gangs. And first ever Nagaland Potato Festival held at Jakama village in Kohima district. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.